Okay.
Let's hope it
is. Let's start.
It's all a right, podcast guys. Time.
Are we just starting like that?
We're starting.
Or like, because we feel like in between.
We're starting.
Start. Once we're ready, start. Like, just say, let's just say something. Like,
yeah, let's play. Yeah.
You're the host anyway. It's your stuff. Hey guys, you're welcome to the Rock Paper Scissors podcast, the RPS podcast. Yes, and this is like the first ever episode.
Shut up! Why? Why would there was not
podcast? Like, why they not talking?
I don't know, cause like you're the host.
Doing like adjust, like on that year, like talk about something.
But it shouldn't be too much.
Hey guys, you're Hola. Welcome to Rock Paper Scissors Jassa, podcast. Yes, this is the RPS podcast, and like it's the first ever episode.
I thought you were allowed to say it's the first ever podcast.
I said first ever podcast. I actually said
first ever episode. Yeah, first ever podcast.
Ever episode. They're like obviously other podcasts. So this is like the first ever episode.
This one is dopest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, basically you're like,
are you introducing or we're introducing?
Yeah, okay, of course. I'm Marvelous. Yeah, my name is Marvelous.
And I am Tommy.
My name is Mayawa. Very tight space.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, so basically like this is like the dopest podcast ever. You know. And yes, I yeah.
You know.
Do they know? They don't know.
But I'm still angry with Mayawa because a day before, okay, thing is, Mayawa has like different incisions, like six
is it about little
incisions on his hand. And yesterday I asked Mayawa,
I'm not going to Mayawa,
what, is this a family thing or something? I asked about the incision, but he decided not to elaborate on the incision. Then Marvelous comes there all of a sudden today. Marvelous asks about the incision, and Mayawa decides to talk about it. Oh,
you did not ask me follow up questions
because I thought it was a sensitive topic, like it's something you do not want to talk about, so you don't follow up on it. I feel like having that kind of thing is cool.
So, one thing I think you should have realized by now is that Mayawa likes me.
I know.
No, we're not going to record this.
My work can be like very free with me because you know I get to ask him questions. And
it's a lie. Please, I'm very available.
I'm not but trying like, to close down your market now. No, like, we're just friends.
This can be, you know.
I'm like one of the most playful people in this world, and I feel like he should have told me. Like, I feel so bad because it's like he doesn't want
to
open up to me.
Just move on.
He doesn't want to tell her the story so that she will not feel bad.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Are you happy now?
Are you happy?
I'm fine. Okay. I'm good.
You're
fine. Right. Thank you, Mom. Let's move on.
Okay, so
I think we should like tell them why we started RPS.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep. Of course. RPS. Yeah. Because like the story is really, what now?
Let's just use interesting.
Interesting. So basically, what led to the
one thing led to another.
Yeah, one thing gets another. And actually, here we are.
Okay, you guys, let me chip in this. We're core members. I, Mayawa, and Marvelous. So
and we're in the same PPA.
We are in the same PPA. That is...
It's a radio station.
I don't know if... Let's not mention names. Yes, because they are not paying for ads. So we worked together.
Yeah.
And we decided to come together due to a situation that happened to us. One of us has to talk about it.
Okay, so I think I'm the one that like is still really pained about this. So yeah, let me talk about this.
Vent your anger.
Yeah, anger. That's the key word. The reason why we started this podcast was anger. We're angry. But now let's talk about what led to the anger. So yeah, one fateful day. No, not fateful day. Don't let me start the story like that. Basically, we anchor a program
start
for
stories with story.
Story.
Once upon a time.
Time.
We okay, so basically we anchor a program that focuses on core members, their welfare.
Yeah.
Basically everything that happens to core members.
Yep.
And you know the election that got postponed,
We signed up as adult staff.
Yes. And like there were a whole lot of core members that signed up for it, know. And so the next week now we're going to, you know, talk about
because
the maltreatment or ill treatment of core members, like that's what we tagged it because obviously it was everywhere.
That was the only thing they were talking about.
And so we talked about it, and then we're being all angry because obviously we experienced it.
So marvelous, marvelous. Mayowa and one other core member, her name is Toby. They decided to start jam talking.
It was
allegedly jam talking.
We're actually saying the truth.
We're saying the truth. We didn't lie now.
Okay.
We're saying the truth.
Okay. They were talking about the money that they paid. It wasn't okay.
Marvelous said the 200 they gave her was short.
But it was true. Like,
you guys,
we just said we spoke facts. Like, we're being factual about everything and how we're treated, not just in this state but everywhere across the nation Nigeria.
And you guys, while this discussion was going
while the program was live on air,
our state coordinator,
not just the state coordinator, the LGI, all the IIs,
I'm sure if you're a core member, if you are a core member, you would know the terms, like this, the roles these people hold in, like, the NYC.
Basically,
community.
they were in a meeting, and someone was playing the radio outside them to increase the volume. You know, she had the signal.
So couples hang out and stuff.
No,
so
she wanted to listen. Let me hear what my children have to say about me. And then
meanwhile, we crushed their hearts. Like, they felt bad. So basically, everybody in the NYC office
heard everything that we said,
and
like,
they were angry.
Okay, let's now tell you guys how they passed the information that they were angry with us. Mm-hmm. While the program was on air, I was charging my phone in one of the studios. Then I saw like 15 missed calls from 3 different numbers.
Oh,
and when you see 15 missed calls, sorry, when you see 2 missed calls from your mom,
you should be scared enough.
Then 15 missed calls from different numbers. Hey, what's going on? Then I called one of the numbers. It was like, hello. It was a man that picked up. This is the is it LGI?
Yeah, this is the LGI.
This is the LGI of Akure South and stuff. I was like, am I speaking to Tommy Kwe? I mean,
it was actually the zonal inspector.
He was like, am I speaking to Tommy? I was like, yeah, this is Tommy. I was like, I was scared. I was like, my heart was beating, what's going on? Like, what have I done? I was like, do you work at Radio Nigeria? I was like, yes. Are you in the office right now? I was like, yes sir, I am. Then he was like, the state coordinator was listening to what you guys were saying. You guys were saying rubbish on air. Then with what he was saying, I quickly ran to the studio to meet Marvelous and Mayowa and put it on loudspeaker so they could also hear what
everything
they were saying. And I was like, you guys should report to the federal secretariat tomorrow, first thing tomorrow morning. We have to see you, blah blah blah. I was like, shit.
Apparently, he wanted us to end the program.
Program while he was talking.
Program,
but he didn't actually say.
He didn't actually say.
We didn't get
and
his
I
message.
I wasn't interested in.
And it was going towards the end of the program, so
we just let.
We just let it play on and on.
So fast forward to the next day when we got to their office. Tony actually came late, so like she didn't really.
That one is another story on its own. No, I didn't come intentionally. I said, I didn't know that federal secretariat was supposed to wear
khaki.
Are you funny?
I was like, okay, from federal secretariat, I'm just going to come to work and stuff. Then I called the zonal inspector, so I'm in the federal secretariat because I've never been there before and I don't know the offices there. Then I was like, come to blah blah blah. I saw him. He was now just shouted, are you a core member? I was like, yes, sir. I was like, so why are you in Mufti? What are you wearing? So I just thought we would meet and I'll go straight from here to work one on one. It was like, would you go back and change right now? I was like, sir, please, I'm so sorry. I can't just go back home. Like, the money is a lot. Would you go back home now?
Like, oh my God. So that period where Tommy went back home and the time she came back, like, a lot had happened.
I earned my khaki because I was going to see the state court to receive my sentence.
So, yes, that's how we got into a room. And then, like, over... Okay, don't let me... let's say 20, like about 20 NYC officials were
on their heads,
and they were just bashing and lashing us, like from one word to another. You know, we could barely breathe. Like,
nobody talking at the same time.
Like, they could not even explain themselves. No space for explanation.
Hate speech everywhere. They're just throwing it. Guy, was it speech? Because like nobody loved us there. Like no love, zero love, guy. And then they were just giving us, lashing us. One person would talk. They would not finish. They will ask you question. No space. You. The other person is giving you like five people. Just
what the hell?
We could not defend ourselves. We could not explain ourselves. Mm-hmm. We could not correct them. We could not say actually we're not trying to incite.
It is actually public knowledge that the club members were ill-treated or mistreated.
And the funny thing
is
that we're not blaming NYC. Yeah, we're just focusing on INEC and Nigeria
and
as a whole.
Letting INEC know that we will not take such, and they should treat us properly.
Better, you
and
know.
If they had listened to the program, Maiowa actually was like, "Is sure our state coordinator would not allow such." To happen
again,
she's a
you know?
Mother also. So apparently, in all the anger of Maiowa and Marvelous and Toby talking about,
no, Toby was even the, she was the real
woman.
No, when we got there, we were like, who's Toby?
Who's Toby?
Who is that Toby? You are the Toby.
Oh God, like that day was like a lot. And after everything, Shia gave us query. Like we had to respond to the query, and we had to write the query for like 4 times before they finally. I mean, it's my query. I decide how best I want to reply.
Answer
my query, guy. Yeah,
like first time they say no, address is misplaced. Second time they say no,
we wasted
the
up to
name
like,
of the
say,
person we want to write it to is misplaced. Third time they say we are not following due procedure. Fourth time, what was
how
the
much did
issue?
You guys even spend on white paper?
You get like. However, we replied
paper.
The query and everything, and then they were like that way. Oh, we skipped the part where they were like, okay, they're going to relocate us. They're going to start staying in the riverine area. Of the state. Like they were like, okay, that they're going to give us extension of service. All these things they were just giving us. They're not going to pay us 19.8. Everything. Everything. They just said that.
Extend our service for the next 5 years. That will give birth to this otherwise.
Imagine how your khaki is going to look like this. So oh everything shot, and like we're really angry because it didn't really make much sense. First of all, it was all over, and then the main offense that they claimed we committed was that we released information to the press.
The main offense was actually the main offense
as core members.
As core members,
we are not supposed
to talk to the press.
And they forgot we are the press, niggas.
As core members, we are press members.
Like we're the press already. So like,
we have to report what we.
So guys, that was the reason we decided to start this podcast, because we realized that in Nigeria they do not like being criticized.
They're saying things for what it is. Actually, in the media, yeah, because I feel that there are a lot of things going on in Nigeria, and then the media is not coming out to say things for what they truly are.
So basically, we realized that freedom of the press is not really something that exists in Nigeria, and we needed a platform to be able to say things that we wanted to say. To say anything to anybody, we needed somewhere where we could have a voice of our own and not be criticized for it. That was the idea behind Rock Paper Scissors.
Yep, Rock Paper Scissors. So we can talk about any uncertainty. Today we might talk about love, tomorrow I might talk about fashion, tomorrow I might talk about
food.
Yeah, anything.
So
that
rock, paper, scissors
to.
Anyway.
I wasn't going to shout at
you. Yeah, food now, like food.
By the way, Maiowa, you owe me.
I'm allowed.
Because you're a good cook, Maiowa. You just like to form.
Maiowa is such a good cook. You took a picture of Amala.
You can't eat my food.
We want to eat your food, we're the ones that are begging.
Amala. Maiowa is Amala. I've told you. Oh yeah, please. It's not even shakara. I'm begging.
Your face.
Since I saw the picture of Amala and Begiri and Iredu on my wife's phone, and I asked him who cooked this, he said me, I, him.
Wait, my wife, I don't believe me.
No,
we believe you.
And
we want to eat it.
And that is why I want to eat. I want
worry,
to
I'm
eat
setting
your
up
food.
A restaurant. Very, very.
So we should wait until you set up the restaurant.
Yeah, I'm sure coming to your house.
Should I open the grand
weekend? I'm serious. We should attack him. I'll come and eat your food.
Please.
I'm sure coming to your house.
This, a lot of people are going to record. If anything happens to me, they are coming to my house.
All right, then. You guys, another thing I wanted to point out from the experience that we. The audio we experienced basically.
Experience that we audio.
English.
Was that, you know, the issue of respect and our elders claim that they're always right. Do you get?
I don't think that problem is ever going to end in this Nigeria, because as long as there are elder people.
Do you guys remember when we were in, was it ZIA's office now, and some people were talking. There was somebody said something, and deep down inside, I wanted to reply, but I was like, if I reply this girl, I'll just
that's the end. Was.
Like, you're talking back to me, Abby. Yeah, I'm your mate, Abby.
It's just funny how older people do not respect themselves. Like, they do not like put themselves in a place of respect, but they put some actions that would want to make you
and they expect you to ignore.
Ignore just it.
Ignore and be submissive.
Why?
Because it's okay to be wrong, and
that's
then
why we're human.
It's okay to admit that you're wrong. That's another thing, because I think it's rampant now. Like, you don't want to admit that you're wrong, but yet you still expect someone to, you know, look up to you, follow you, say yes sir, say yes ma, or not point out you're wrong even when it's very visible.
Do you know I feel like that's why, you know let's not lie, growing up in our homes, like, our parents never actually say sorry. Like, they never actually say I am sorry.
They beat you.
The words never actually come out.
So growing up in that kind of home, some people have that mindset to not actually know how to say sorry, because they've always grown up in that home where their parents don't actually say sorry to them when they've been offended. So they just grow up with that mentality that I do not actually have to say sorry. I can't say sorry.
You know, but some might say that this conversation we're having is like against everything that Africans hold dear. Like, it's against our culture.
That's
African culture basically says that you as a young man should submit yourself to the authority of an older person.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is in itself not a very bad thing. It's not bad. Older people have more experience.
Yes, when it comes
to the point where
you are pushing
very
the
glaring
to wall.
That, it's very glaring that I am right.
You are wrong, sir.
Like, but then why is it so hard to admit you're wrong, even when somebody younger than you is trying to correct you? That
and then
actually when they're doing it in a very polite manner, like, you just turn it upside down and they just step in red button. They're just firing out. I can't take chippy, like,
chill pill, guys.
That's chippy. Like, no chill whatsoever. But then it's totally wrong.
But we are not saying you should not respect your elders.
Respect them, please.
Respect. But then again, if you are all an old person listening to this, respect the youth. So, I mean, we're all human beings.
Humans, is reciprocal.
Yeah, we humans, we all need respect, irrespective of the age, irrespective of the size. We all need respect anyway.
Yeah. Another thing that we can look at is greeting. Good morning, sir. I pass you again.
You bend, sir. I'll bend.
Auntie, I have lunch back.
Sorry, is it everybody I see that I'll have to bend?
Yes, so
I'm not walking like this. Good morning, ma. Have you ever been in that situation whereby, like, you are coming out and then maybe you're in your parlor or you're in a very public place where there are lots of elders you have to meet?
Yeah, so you greet them, like, one, two, three, four.
Let me know, like, that is one reason I never follow my parents to family gatherings. Like,
can't I greet one and everybody?
I'm pretty good at greeting, though. This boy is so responsible. I'm on that, Danny.
Only if they knew you.
That is why I never actually follow my parents to family gatherings, because I know the people I will see there, I have to bend. And my mom will be like, oh, Lekin Yoni, you cannot Yoni greet. Bend.
I actually don't have a problem with having to bend or curtsy to greet someone. I mean, okay, if I'm going to respect you, I might as well show it in my greeting, in my way. It should not become something that now
just
enters your head that because I'm always kneeling down to greet you, I'm somehow lesser than you are.
Do you understand? Or there's some people that they just get angry because you didn't greet them. Like, you guys, what do you feel about that?
Like that greeting actually increases the money in their bank. It actually makes them fat. Thank you.
You guys, another thing that I want us to talk about is the issue of respect in quotes among siblings. You get,
basically, it just comes down from how your relationship is with your parents. If you have this
and
kind
siblings,
of I must respect you relationship, bow down to you in the morning, afternoon, night relationship with your parents, then definitely with your siblings, you'll be trying to mirror that kind of thing. Be asking them,
But then, you guys, what do you think about, you know, having to call your siblings? You know, some people say sister, auntie. Some people go all the way over to uncle. Your sister then become your auntie or your uncle. Do you get
that's why they say culture? And I feel like sometimes it can define how a relationship would be.
Yeah,
like, now I'm from Yoruba home, and my brothers have to call me brother Maya. It's stable. Well, that's how it has always been. But then I'm close to my brothers. Because when we're around each other, we lose all that
respect. And it doesn't mean they don't still respect around, you.
But it does not mean they don't that still they don't respect me. There are some things you have to do just to cover up for the culture. So that you still have that
respect.
African culture in you have to show the respect. But then you shouldn't now throw away your personal identity because you're trying to respect someone or
another. Another thing that, you know, there was one time I was having this conversation with my mom, my parents basically, because they were trying to force my younger sister to call me sister. And normally my younger sister and I, like, we're cool, we're G's, like, we actually never have fought before. We play like flow, you get. But the issue of her calling me sister, and naturally I don't like it. I don't want it. I feel like my name is long already, but they are not adding sister. Like, don't do that. I'm not vibing it. And then they were like trying to force her to call me sister. And then I had to tell my parents that, you know, there's some people that, especially in the Yoruba part of Nigeria, there's some families whereby this having to call your siblings, having to add respect to their names, have actually breached the gap in their relationship. Because you keep trying to force them to call you, keep trying to force them to respect you. As time goes by, you are creating a gap. You get, they will not be able to talk to you about certain things.
Because, and I don't think that's cool. You are my brother, so I can't come and talk to you about my girlfriend. I can't talk to you about stuff that is actually affecting me, because I feel like you're older than me and I'm supposed to respect you, and I'm supposed to bring something that you might probably punish me for.
Now I feel like there are ways you can do that without actually losing the respect.
Yes,
like in my home now, we the children, we the siblings, we give ourselves nicknames.
That's how it works.
Cool names, actually. My siblings call me Toms, like Tommy Toms, that's the name. And when my brother calls me that, it doesn't mean he doesn't respect me. He respects me. There are certain things he can't do. When I tell him not to do something, he won't do it. But he's someone that can come to meet me and tell me things. But I feel like if they had put Sister Tommy, Auntie Tommy there, I don't think it would have been okay. My sister calls me Toms too. Toms.
And we're officially going to start calling you Toms.
Toms. Yeah, Toms. They call me Toms and
Hey Toms.
Toms.
Toms and Jerry.
Toms.
Toms and Jerry.
So that is it.
Yeah, I feel that it's not something that should be forced.
Yeah, it shouldn't be forced. And you can call somebody auntie, mommy,
and not have one shred of respect for them. Trust me, there's a lot of
for the title.
Uncle this one, uncle that one. When you turn your back, I'm like, So the name is not the title is not really what shows respect.
It's the relationship, actually. You guys, I have another gist about my landlord's daughter. That one is even. That girl. I feel like it shouldn't be now when we have like a proper topic to talk about it. But this girl is mad disrespectful.
Are you serious?
To her own parents.
Actually, my landlady is her stepmom. Her real mom is dead. Then her dad is in South Africa, but she's really giving issues. She steals, she lies, she's disrespectful, she fights. Guess what? She didn't go to school for 1 week, straight up 1 week. She went to school yesterday. She collected notes from her classmates to fill up, cover up. And when her classmates came to collect the notes from the house, I wasn't home apparently. She brought out a knife.
What?
She brought out a knife. Those ones brought out axe and were fighting on the street.
These are secondary school students. She's a girl.
Man.
And she was fighting with other girls.
Are you serious?
I do not know, but like I was here. I've not heard the full gist. My flatmate was telling me about it, but I didn't actually heard the full gist. But I was really hearing a stepmom ranting about how she is and stuff like that. The woman locked the door on her because she comes home late and stuff. A secondary school student coming home by 10 p.m., 11 p.m. Like, why? Why?
What are you doing outside?
She went to do her homework. With her friend's house.
So basically, she was hitting the woman's window because the woman locked that out. She was hitting the woman until she broke the glass. She broke the window. I was like, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Jesus. You guys, this one is another gist for another time. I was like, can't they send this girl to girls' man home?
I think this is an effect of this respect issue.
And the stepmom was like, Manuel. She was like, oh, Tobe. In Yoruba, oh, Tobe means they're not born where. That means they're not born that person where to be. Do you get?
Are you serious?
So she was talking to her dad that she should move away from the house and stuff like that. In secondary school, that she has plans in 2 days.
I don't want to be a prophet of doom, but she's probably going to be pregnant.
She has changed her school twice or thrice in 2 years. She got back from South
Africa. Are you serious?
So, guys, that is it. And I feel like I'll have more gist. Like, I have more things to say about the girl.
This is another topic to discuss. Like,
we'll be back
topic.
With an update on the situation of our disrespectful
landlady's daughter.
Of course. All right, guys, I think this is where we draw the curtains for this episode. And
we've said so much, like, talked about
random
stuff.
So, you see, you guys should join us, subscribe, yeah, please, or something.
Please, subscribe, tell a friend. To
tell a friend.
To tell their grandma's friend.
What?
And share, don't be stingy, share. And you guys can actually send in
comments. Yeah, and topics comments, they want us to discuss to our discuss email. Yeah, the RPS podcast at gmail.com.
One way or the other, we'll find a way to make our handles, our Instagram handles, our Twitter handles, ours, to make it public. Okay, mine is Tommy Tomato on Instagram. T-O-M-I-I-T-O-M-A-T. Shush, my wife. T-O-M-I-I-T-O-M-A-T-O. Tommy Tomato. That's on Instagram. And on in Twitter, which I just joined and I am enjoying.
You're welcome.
It's T-O-M-I-I-P-E. That's Twitter. Yeah.
And then my Instagram, my IG and my Twitter handles are basically the same. It's just Mavi, M-A-V-I-I.M-A-V-I-I. Yeah.
My IG and Twitter is _Olumeyo.
Okay, so guys, we'll find a way to make our handles visual probably on the podcast so you can see it and you can send in stuff, so our emails, our handles. Thank you guys
very much.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.